This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Running around the world this morning, literally my world, and taking care of business, I run into a woman that's from England. She was English, and we began to spark up a conversation, and I loved it because I love the conversations because I can talk to her about a lot of the famous preachers that were over in England and Scotland and the such in her vicinity. And interestingly enough, I said, how's that disarmament working out for you guys over there? Well, she says, well, I've been in America now for 40 years, but my mother still lives over there. And I said, have you seen some of the videos? Because I know that you're having a migration problem with these people coming in from the Middle East. It's my understanding you have now 30 Muslim mayors in England alone and your area outside of England. And she said, yes, that's true. She said, we have a real problem with stabbings in England now. I said, have you ever seen that video where your police over there, because they aren't armed, they were trying to taser this Muslim that was trying to swipe at them with a machete? She said, yes, this is very common. I said, can I ask you something? I said, why are your police disarmed? She said, they believe over there that it makes them safer. I said, well, how's that working out for them? I said, this individual with the machete in his hand, this migrant that came from the Middle East, namely a Muslim, was trying to kill these police officers. I believe that there were 7 to 10 police officers trying to taser him, friends, because they're disarmed over there. They think it's safer disarmament. And I said, well, how's that working outside of the police? I said, how's that working on a personal level? She said, my mother still lives over there in England. And she said that her mother has a wad of cash in a certain part of her house in a cupboard. And she said, not if it happens, but when it happens, her mother's prepared to show an intruder where her belongings are so they can steal her belongings in hopes that they do her no harm. And that totally reminds me of what they're doing, because this is European law, friends. It's lawlessness. These people are sick in the mind. And when I'm talking about European law, keep in mind it's administered by them that are protected by security detail, once again. But I remember hearing a story of a woman who was violated so many times, over and over and over again, literally. And what she did at length, because she was robbed of her possessions and her goods, she at length put up chicken wire around her house. This is a true story. And after she put up that chicken wire around her house to protect her, because she didn't have a gun to protect herself any longer, what she did is she resorted to that chicken wire in hopes that it would protect her. The government found out about the chicken wire that she put up around her house. She was taken to court by the authorities, as they call them over there in England. And the judge, if you want to call him that, said to the woman, you need to take down and remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders. I kid you negative. And friends, you need to keep in mind that this is what's knocking on your door right now in this country. It's the same mindset. As a matter of fact, in just a couple of moments, what we're going to do is talk about how the Nazis used gun control. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a Parkland teacher, you know where that alleged shooting took place there in Florida? One of the teachers there at Parkland called a pro-Second Amendment student, Kyle Kastjov, the Hitler type. And there's nothing new under the sun, friends. These are the same people, these useful idiots, that are being used to accuse others of what they themselves are guilty of until everybody's disarmed and then everybody is taken out. And by the way, that is a fact. That is a fact. Going back over to England, this was in the Telegraph, the NRA magazine. It's got two pictures of two women severely beaten. I mean, to the point of it's not only shocking, but it's very offensive. Annie Hendrick and Sally Skidmore are two women in their 80s who were beaten in their homes. And this, again, is two more reasons, if they're needed, as to why vulnerable householders must have the right to defend themselves against violent intruders. But for some reason or another, the people over there in England think that they're safe by disarming themselves before them that have not, namely the criminals that didn't apply for a permit. Now what they're having over there in England, friends, said this woman to me this morning, is they're having an issue with stabbings. And she looked at me and she said, you know, to possess or own a knife is illegal over in England as well. And I just thought to myself, what will happen to a people that depart wickedly from the living God? Well, I want to tell you what happens. When you go to Luke 11:21, this is what the Bible tells us. Common sense comes into play. And keep in mind that a child was used as the model of heaven. So a child understands this. But when you go to Luke 11:21, it says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his place, his home, his goods are in peace. Of course they are. Of course they are. And how is it that people don't understand this? I also want to bring you back over to Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring that all able adults, except convicts, to have a gun. They've had only one murder from an out-of-state criminal with a gun. And have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years that they have been armed. Well, the people of Kennesaw took it a step further. They went over to the local prison and they asked prisoners if they've ever thought about taking on Kennesaw and pillaging Kennesaw, spoiling Kennesaw. And the criminals, there was four of them. I had this on my video. If you'd like to check it out, it's called My War on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, My War. And this is a part of the documentary. But it shows these four criminals saying that we wouldn't go into Kennesaw, Georgia and attempt to rob or hurt them people because Kennesaw, Georgia is an armed people. Of course, common sense comes into place. Wow, America. If you don't think it can happen here, I want to tell you something, friends. It's already in motion. The authorities that be, that have been given unlimited power, which is not given to them or delegated to them by us, are at work disarming you even today.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter accounts. If you'd like to jump over onto our YouTube page, do yourself a favor and do so. You'll love the videos. If you'd like to check that out, it is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. In Parkland High School in Florida, there where that alleged shooting took place a couple months back, a teacher called a pro-Second Amendment student, Kyle Kastjov, the Hitler type. Isn't that crazy? I mean, there's useful idiots in every bunch, isn't there, friends? And useful idiots, if they understood who called them useful idiots, would think twice about playing the useful idiots in the hands of the totalitarian government. But what we're talking about right now, folks, is almost the unthinkable. It really is. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do keep in mind that this coincides with everything that we're talking about today. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. Because this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We do our own due diligence to understand our history, not what they're trying to recreate it to be, because they're trying to recreate the reality that they want you to believe is our reality. Through the revisionists, through those that are attempting to rewrite history and modern history, folks. Think about what's going on here. The powers that be today, unlawfully in so many different aspects, friends, are attempting to disarm you. They're attempting to brainwash you. Sam, can you pull up Eric Holder, attorney Eric Holder, talking about how he wants to brainwash, namely the young people and the new generation that are up and coming? You can check that out. It's on our YouTube page as well. And when you get that pulled up, will you let me know so we can go ahead and play it for the people so they can understand that I'm not creating this in my own mind. I'm not using fear tactics, friends, to try to get you to believe that the government is out of control. No, friends, this government is way out of control, okay? It's not even close to what you think it is concerning how bad has it become and how bad it has become in so many different ways. The bottom line here, friends, and I speak this to law-abiding citizens, those that are continuously, yes, those that are continuously being dummied down. Here, let me take a break here, friends. Yes, it should pull right up. I'm sorry. I was mixing up that signal. Forgive me. Folks, let's go ahead and listen to Eric Holder really quick. Check this out. This is Eric Holder, former Attorney General under Barack Hussein Obama, the foreigner criminal sodomite himself. Listen to this.
The school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Did you hear that? I didn't say that. Attorney General Eric Holder, the criminal himself. You know, it's interesting, friends, because I reiterate this point, that those that serve we the people are to uphold the law, not to tear it down. So what happens when they begin to tear it down? What direction do you think the country's going to go? And why is it that they're so busy trying to brainwash the up-and-coming generation? Why do you suppose that it's so important to keep in the news gun crimes all the time? And folks, keep in mind, especially you law-abiders, they're always accusing the law-abiding citizen in this country that owns weapons for the crimes of those that are criminals committing a crime with a weapon. Isn't that crazy? Well, I want to tell you something. We are now in the times that, as Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper rightly said, that if a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do that. The felon does not fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught, namely the perpetrator of the crime, therefore what he must be taught is to fear his victim. And who is that? The one that has the right to bear arms. And don't ever forget it. Going back to this again, and I don't mean to be so back and forth here, but I am trying to give a balance on both sides, folks. Isn't it interesting when you look at the United Nations and how they have that pistol with the gun snub tied in a knot right in front of the United Nations building in New York there? Isn't that interesting, friends? Wow, that's really cool. That's neat how you guys did that. I don't know how you did that, but obviously the message is we need to disarm. We need to get rid of guns. But isn't it interesting as well, friends, when you take the time and pull the curtain back and walk inside of the building, the first thing you see is armed guards. And see, they want you to believe that they keep the peace. These are the same people, the United Nations, that are using tanks and machine guns and RPGs and you name it, friends, to keep the peace. And it's okay for your kids to help keep the peace in their unconstitutional wars as well, concerning corruption in government and concerning unconstitutional wars, isn't it? And it's also interesting to note that those that are trying to disarm you, America, are those that, again, have security detail. Now ask the question, why is it that you see fit to attempt to disarm we the people when we never delegated that authority to you in the first place? It only tells me that you're trying to get the upper hand on me, your employer. And why would you try to do that? There's only one reason. They're not working for you anymore, and they want absolute control over you and every aspect of your life. Ben Franklin said, no free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. No free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. No free people, friends, will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. No free people. Do you hear me? You 270 million gun owners out there that are under assault by the current administration, the past administration, the administration before that, and the administration before that, and the administration before that. I hope you're listening. See, because again, your Second Amendment right declares the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. And of course, everybody knows that listens to the show and has a little common sense that where guns are mandatory, crime completely plummets. We all know that. I have different statistics for you outside of the ones that I usually use. What happens when governments disarm their citizens? Well, when you go to Turkey, who disarmed its citizens in 1915 to 1917, they murdered 1.5 million Armenians. Whoa! Man, I guarantee you they were selling you the same thing back then. They were selling them the same thing, I'm sorry, that they are selling you today. Look at these bad guns. Look at how destructive they are. Look at they kill people. Look at this, that, and the other thing. And they never show you the lives that are saved by guns. But that's all you have to do is look at their sidearm to understand why they themselves are armed. Because they don't want to lose their lives neither. In 1929, Russia disarmed its citizens, and between 1929 and 1953, they murdered 20 million Russians. I'm sorry. And keep in mind, during that time, Joseph Stalin, the people of Russia looked at Joseph Stalin that was murdering his own people as the father of their nation. And also keep in mind, the president back during this time, not only was Stalin Time's Man of the Year again a couple times, but also keep in mind President Roosevelt had Americans calling this murderous dictator, Joseph Stalin, who killed 20 million of his own people, he had the American people calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. So don't tell me it can't happen here. In 1935, China disarmed its citizens, and between 1948 and 1952, they murdered 20 million Chinese people. It wasn't just through disarmament, friends. Man-made plague, so on and so on. I mean, this is crazy. And it's interesting, they still praise Stalin. They still praise Mao Zedong, who is responsible for murdering the great-grandparents of the present generation. How stupid can people become that depart from God? That is the definition of reprobate right there. First, Romans 1:24. Read it when you get a moment. 1938, we all know Germany disarmed its citizens, and between 1939 and 1945, they murdered 16 million dissidents, Jews, gypsies. Wow, really? The government did that? Yep, and it's the same government that was telling them the same things that your government is attempting to tell you today. We're going to come right back to this, friends. What happens when governments disarm their citizens? And we're also going to get over to how the Nazis used gun control. And folks, some of this stuff is pretty crazy. Craziness, craziness, craziness. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The leading edge of Hurricane Florence has arrived in North Carolina with tropical storm force winds carrying drenching rainfall onto some of the beach communities. Florence was downgraded from a Category 4 to a Category 2 hurricane, although it still is expected to bring feet of rain to the coast. Many folks have evacuated, but not Richard Cook of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He explains why he chose to stay on the beach.
Been through storms. I've left here and I went home inland, and it'd be worse there. So this is my life. This is what I want to do, and it's my decision. This is my home, and this is where I want to stay.
Following days of questioning by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Senate Judiciary Committee has decided to move the committee vote on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to next week. The committee vote will now be held September 20th at 1:45 Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight something about my conversation that I had with this woman from England this morning, and I forgot to tell you concerning the Muslim over there that was trying to machete the police. There was probably 7 to 10 police officers trying to taser him. I wanted to let you know that the government has become so corrupt over there. I mean, folks, by the way, it's filled with pedophiles. Just so you understand, there's a huge correlation here, okay? But it's interesting to note that when that Muslim was trying to kill these police officers, he was literally chasing the police officers who were attempting, if they had the opportunity to do so, to taser him. Do you know why the police have been disarmed over there? Do you know why they were trying to just taser him so they could arrest him? Because they want to rehabilitate them. Well, listen, train up a child in the way he will go or she will go, and when he or she are old, they will not depart from it, okay? The Muslim's bringing his culture with him, and they want to rehabilitate him. You know, that's called, the definition of that is a glutton for punishment. And also keep in mind, friends, what they're doing is teaching a society to become lawless. There's no consequence for anything that you do wrong in violation of God's moral law. That's Satanism. And I also want to tell you, do you remember in 1 Samuel, because some people will say, well, Bradley, Luke 11:21, where it says, when a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. You know, I mean, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word, right? Well, let's go over and see why, in 1 Samuel 13:22, why the children of Israel were subjected to the Philistines. And how was it that the Philistines had absolute control over the Israelites, outside of their disobedience, because of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas? That's how it first became. And then once they were subject to be servants to the Philistine, you know what they did? The only way that that could happen is when they disarmed them. It tells us in 1 Samuel 13:22, so it came to pass in the day of battle, when it was time to go take back what belonged to them, and to throw off their oppressors, namely the Philistines. This was right after Samuel anointed Saul to become king. And God said, listen, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. Give them a king that they want. So God gave him a king, and his name was King Saul. And so in saying that, when the Spirit of the Lord is on King Saul, the anger and the indignation of the Lord is upon him, and he went after the oppressors of the children of Israel. And I want you to listen carefully how it was, again, that the Philistines were controlling those of the children of Israel. So it came to pass in the day of battle, there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. There's your answer right there. That there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, they were found. They were the only ones that were armed. That's how the Philistines were controlling the children of Israel. Okay? Again, common sense. So don't think that this is just happening today, like someone turned a light on and said, wait a second, man, I didn't know this. Listen, I want to be the one to bring about the light in your dark life, to give you understanding in all sincerity when it comes to the issue and what we're talking about even today. Again, what happens when governments disarm their citizens? I already told you what happened in Turkey, Russia, China, Germany. Now let's go over to Cambodia real quick. These are different statistics. Cambodia disarmed its citizens, and between 1975 and 1977, they murdered 1 million educated people. You need to understand, lawless people don't care who you are. If you ever take a look at the mob, I remember Bugsy Siegel, the guy that came up with what you know as Sin City, Las Vegas, namely the flamingo first and foremost. He said, you don't have to worry about anybody taking us out except our own. See, when you are dominating through oppressive, totalitarian, lawless means, you're giving yourself over to the enemy of your souls. Keep in mind, the end aim is destruction of mankind, but you got to keep in mind, bad guys, you're in the mix too. You just don't know it yet. Okay? And I've shared that. But the bottom line is in judgment, everybody goes. God will glean the field. If you're in hell, the Lord will bring, he'll go to hell and he'll deal with you. He doesn't care where you're at. In judgment, he will be very thorough, and it includes all of us if we're going to fall to this sort of indoctrination, let me say it this way, or false doctrine. Going to 1964, Guatemala disarmed its citizens, and between 1964 and 1981, they murdered 100,000 Mayan Indians. 1970, Uganda disarmed its citizens, and between 1971 and 1979, they murdered 300,000 Christians. By the way, that's who it's all aimed at. In Australia, they have disarmed its citizens, and a year later, the homicide rate in the largest province is up 300%. Of course! And guess who the prey is, friends? The burglaries of seniors is dramatically up. Of course! An easy prey. Well, I guess the bottom line is I guess the criminals didn't turn in their weapons, right? Only the law-abiding citizens, the innocent people turned in weapons, ignorantly, might I add. Only the innocent, law-abiding citizens turned in their weapons, only to be slaughtered. This is history, America. In U.S. cities with the highest crime rates, taking guns away from the citizens has not lowered the homicide rate at all. All it's done is to make it easier for criminals to operate. Of course! And let me remind you that the Second Amendment is not about duck hunting or deer hunting. It's about having the ability and the right to defend oneself and your family against all oncomers, friends. It doesn't matter if that threat is a burglar or the federal government. A disarmed population is fair game. And it's interesting, friends, we need to put this into perspective. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. No, you're right, it's not. And if we turn it around, a disarmed population is the fair game for any individual who may aspire to become a dictator in this country by having you disarmed. So, America, you need to turn it back on those that mean to disarm you. No, you're right, sir. It's, you know, it's not about duck hunting, but I want to ask you something. Why is it that you're trying to make us fair game through your dictatorship then? I mean, having its citizens armed was the plain and simple intent of the founding fathers of our country. And by the way, it is very scriptural. Very scriptural. Again, read Luke 11:21. And in contrast, understand why it was that the children of Israel were subject to their oppressors. It tells us the answer in 1 Samuel 13:22. And again, common sense comes into play. Comes into play. Walked into we were doing high school assemblies, I believe it was in Missouri, walked into a store, it said, unarmed. No guns allowed. Proudly unarmed. Yes, believe it or not. Walked in the store. I said, do you have any idea what you're telling criminals? The young girl behind the counter said, yes, rob us. That's exactly right, I said. That's exactly right. You're putting a sign on your door telling criminals how easy it is and who it is that should be robbed. Folks, there's even buttons out there. There was a woman one time who had a tight dress on. She was showing the world everything. Read the second commandment. Or, I'm sorry, not the second, but the seventh commandment in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, concerning what she was showing. She was just as guilty as the guy looking at her is what I'm trying to tell you. Well, this woman was walking down the street, and she just happened to have a button with a pistol on it, on a target, with a big slash through the gun. And it said, proudly unarmed. Can't make it up, America. You really can't. And I want to tell you again, it gets sicker than this. And I shared that with you during the first segment and the second segment. You need to understand gun control is not about guns, but it's about control, period. Period. And to prove my point, when you go to an article called How the Nazis Used Gun Control, the Weimar Republic's well-intentioned gun registry became a tool for evil. Of course it is. There's so much clarity in that statement right there. The perennial gun control debate in America did not begin today, America. The same arguments for and against were made in the 1920s in the chaos of Germany's Weimar Republic, which opted for gun registration. That's how it started. It's exactly what they're trying to do today. Law-abiding persons complied with the law, but the communists and Nazis committing acts of political violence did not. Of course. Hey, by the way, folks, what I just said, if you put that into the definition of what a false flag attack is, that shows you that you have brown shirts in America at work today, clearly. In 1931, Weimar authorities discovered plans for Nazi takeover in which Jews would be denied. And it wasn't just the Jews, by the way. It was gypsies. It was dissidents. Anybody that would stand against the ideologies of Adolf Hitler were taken out as well. So let's just quit talking about how it's just the Jews. Okay? Because it wasn't just the Jews. I mean, if you look at Adolf Hitler's claim to power, the first thing he did is he started killing off his political opposition within. Okay, and it wasn't Jews, friends. Weimar authorities discovered plans for a Nazi takeover in which Jews would be denied food and persons refusing to surrender their guns within 24 hours would be executed. Well, let me tell you this. They were executed anyway at length. It would probably been a better way to go out, says anybody with a little bit of common sense and that understands our God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. It would have been better fighting for my rights to maintain my rights so I wouldn't have been executed within 24 hours or executed at length. But see, they didn't think things through, did they? Nope. They were cowards. is what they were. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, folks. 82 other radio shows to listen to, and you're listening to us. I'm humbled. You know, for all you listeners out there, I would love to get some phone calls from you and in here, maybe even some testimonies of how you were armed and you fended off or you protected your family or you dealt with the criminal, to send a message to others to encourage them to take a stand when it comes to their God-given rights. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how the Nazis used gun control. In 1931, Weimar authorities discovered plans for a Nazi takeover in which individuals who didn't fall to the dictates of Adolf Hitler would be denied food, and persons refusing to surrender their guns within 24 hours would be executed. I want you to also note that it wasn't Adolf Hitler doing it, friends. It was those that submitted to the crimes of Adolf Hitler and his lawlessness, not to the Constitution of Germany. They were written by Werner Best, a future Gestapo official. In reaction to such threats, the government authorized the registration of all firearms and the confiscation thereof if required for public safety. Friends, notice what it's being used for. It's not for public safety. It's for making the public a prey before those that meant to genocide every single one of them. That's the history, friends. The Interior Ministry, Minister, warned that the records must not fall into the hands of any extremist group. No, of course not, because they were the extremist group without telling you. But in fact, they were telling the people if you would pay attention to the details. The devil is always found there. In 1933, the ultimate extremist group led by Adolf Hitler seized power and used the records to identify, disarm, and attack political opponents and Jews. To identify, disarm, and attack political opponents and Jews. Constitutional rights were suspended by the criminal, and mass searches for and seizures of guns and dissident publications ensued. What's happening right now, America? What's been happening in your country? Through the collection of data illegally. Facebook just got popped doing it. The NSA got popped doing it. How many organizations and bureaucracies have been busted collecting data on gun owners in this country? We've even had some useful idiots in other cities and other states that are actually, they call themselves journalists, that are actually taking gun owners and a list of their names and publishing them in the papers. By the way, that went so far until someone actually had the internal fortitude to stand up and do it to the person that called himself a journalist. It didn't fare very well after they stood up against this journalist, as he called himself, when he published all of their information. Well, when they did it back, I'll tell you what, that's when it stopped. That's right. That's exactly right. Police revoked gun licenses of social Democrats and others were not politically reliable. See, this is what happens when you have party affiliations, friends. I mean, in this country, we're ruled by law, not by party. And by the way, there should be no 103 party affiliations. We are a constitutional republic. One law, period. Okay? No Democrats, no Republicans, just we magnify the moral law of God, the Mosaic Institution. During the 5 years of repression that followed, society was cleansed by the National Socialist regime. Undesirables were placed in camps where labor made them free, and normal rights of citizens were taken from those that opposed Adolf Hitler. The Gestapo banned independent gun clubs and arrested their leaders. Listen carefully. Gestapo counsel Werner Best issued a directive to the police forbidding issuance of firearm permits to those that didn't fall in line. In 1938, Hitler signed a new gun control act. Now that many enemies of the state had been removed from society, some restrictions could be slightly liberalized, especially for Nazi Party members, but Jews were prohibited from working in the firearm industry, and 22 caliber hollow point ammunition was banned. The time had come to launch a decisive blow to the communities that refused to submit to Adolf Hitler, to render it defenseless so that its ill-gotten property could be redistributed as an entitlement to the German folk. In other words, the magistrates. To those that were in line with Adolf Hitler, go ahead, you can have their property and their property and their property. Oh, it matters not, man. I'm going to keep you guys satisfied so you keep me in power. So what they did is they stole the lands of the people. And Adolf Hitler gave them to his subordinates. Friends? The Germans and the Jews were ordered to surrender all of their weapons, and the police had the records on all who had registered them. Even those who gave up their weapons voluntarily were turned over to the Gestapo. This took place in the weeks before what had become known as the Night of Broken Glass. By the way, keep in mind, that took place in the synagogues, okay? So that proves, again, when the church fails to be the moral compass of society, society goes to a lawless state, right? Well, that's exactly why judgment begins in the house of God. Well, what do you think Night of the Broken Glass was? Judgment begins in the house of God. Night of the Broken Glass occurred in November of 1938. That the Jews were disarmed before it, minimizing any risk of resistance, is the strongest evidence that the pogrom was planned in advance. An incident was needed to justify unleashing the attack. An incident was needed to justify unleashing the attack. That's why when we talk about people that have the internal, folks that love God enough and love you enough to tell you the truth, that there's false flag over it concerning crimes that are being committed against we the people without any evidence given unto us. We know that in America today, it's the brown shirts at work that are actually creating the incident in which they needed, like that of what allegedly took place in Las Vegas, and like that of what allegedly took place in Parkland, Florida, because we still don't have any evidence whatsoever of anything that took place in those particular schools, friends, or at the Mandalay Bay Casino in that of Las Vegas. There's no videos that have been released showing the American people any evidence, but look what came out of it. Protest, a gun debate, immediately. And then to find out that the permits were applied for 2 months before this incident allegedly took place in Parkland, Florida, you go ahead and take the bait, America. That's your bad, but I'm giving you history right now. Listen carefully. The Jews were disarmed, minimizing any risk of resistance. It's the strongest evidence that the pogrom was planned in advance. In other words, it was already a false flag attack. They created it. Their brown shirts committed the crime. An incident was needed to justify unleashing the attack. While that incident would be shooting of a German diplomat in Paris by a teenage Polish Jew, Hitler directed propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels to orchestrate the Night of the Broken Glass. The massive operation allegedly conducted as a search for weapons entailed the ransacking of homes and businesses and the arson of synagogues. Okay? SS Chief Heinrich Himmler decreed that 20 years be served in a concentration camp by any Jew possessing a firearm. Rusty revolvers and bayonets from the Great War were confiscated from the Jewish veterans who had served with distinction. 20,000 Jewish men were thrown into concentration camps and had to pay ransoms to get released. The U.S. media covered the above events, and when France fell to the Nazi invasion in 1940, the New York Times reported that the French were deprived of rights such as free speech and firearm possession, just as the Germans had been. The Frenchmen who failed to surrender their firearms within 24 hours were subject to the death penalty. And no wonder that in 1941, just days before the Pearl Harbor attack, Congress reaffirmed Second Amendment's rights and prohibited gun registration. In 1968, bills to register guns were debated, with opponents recalling the Nazi experience and supporting denying that the Nazis ever used registration records to confiscate guns. The bills were defeated, as every such proposal has been ever since, including recent universal background check bills. As in Weimar, Germany, some well-meaning people today advocate severe restrictions, including bans and registrations on gun ownership by law-abiding persons. Such proponents are in no sense Nazis any more than were the Weimar officials who promoted similar restrictions, and it would be a travesty to compare today's situation to the horrors of Nazi Germany in so many different ways. Still, as history teaches, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, friends. It's always paved with good intentions. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper was right, and I end with this. If a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. America, there's a whole lot of people out there that are armed. Law-abiding American patriots that are armed. And there's a reason that you are armed. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.